Now let's look at the Sear School, school district number 2018. The Sear School was another of the 39 country schools established in the 1890s and early 1900s within Pincher Creek's commercial trading area. Enrollment at the Sear School began in August of 1909. The school was located 8 miles south of Pincher Creek, to be specific, on the northeast quarter of Section 2, Township 5, Range 30, west of the 4th Meridian, on land formerly owned by Mac Hebert. Situated at an elevation of over 5,000 feet, the Sear could boast the highest elevation of any of the southwestern rural schools. For most of its history, teachers at the Sear School boarded at neighboring ranches. The Sam Levesque family nearby most often took on that role. For one term, in 1930 and 1931, a building on skids was moved to the school for use as a teacherage by Mrs. Louis Sorge, who was the schoolmaster that year. The building was returned to the Sorge farm in the following year and later became part of the Doug Keene farm. A small stable where students could house the horses that they rode to school adorned the property. The structure accommodated only up to a half a dozen horses and did not have a hayloft, but it was remembered by at least one student for having open rafters that provided an excellent hiding spot for youngsters avoiding classes. Sam Levesque acquired that barn after the school's closure. A coal-burning potbelly stove that heated the school during much of its history evokes memories, but former students remembered other interesting times. There was many an encounter with skunks in the 1930s, and students were also known for teasing in a very friendly fashion some of the tourists who were passing by the school's barn on the nearby road that was the highway to Waterton Lakes National Park and is today known as Highway Number 6. Classes were taught at the Sear School for nearly 40 years, the last being the school year of 1946 to 47. Following school consolidation, students attended classes in Pincher Creek and were bused in. As one of four school country buildings moved into town, the structure has now realized a second life as a commercial endeavor. In December of 1950, the Scott Block fire forced Johnny Green to relocate his Better Way grocery store to the former Upton store building at 696 Main Street, which is near the Fox Theater today. Requiring storage space for his business, Johnny Green acquired the decommissioned Sear School and contracted W.A. Cook & Sons to transport that building into town and set it down behind his store. With original hardwood floors and protected by a new metal exterior, the Sear was utilized as an effective cold storage building that could be accessed via a breezeway between the two buildings. Following Johnny Green's retirement in 1976, his grocery store was converted to a series of restaurants that retained the services of this insulated, cool building. Disaster struck the front building, however, in 2012, when it was extensively damaged by fire. Yet history once again intervened to spare the former country school. The building of many fates was returned to its original purpose. On October 29th, 2012, volunteers of the Kootenai Brown Pioneer Village moved the structure into the village, and today its former splendor as a country school has been carefully restored to that splendor, utilizing parts and pieces from other country schools. Dedicated as the center for the museum's educational programming, the Sear School today is used for study activity, where once again the walls can hear the laughter and voices of visiting school children as they learn to enjoy Kootenai Brown Pioneer Village and develop their appreciation for history.